You guys know that I've joined the Motivated CEO podcast to the Podcast Her Network. It's really been a game changer for the fast track to growing this podcast, and I am so excited to tell you that they are opening their doors right now for you to come and join too. If you want to learn more, join the founder, Joanne Bolt, and myself at the upcoming live masterclass, Three-Step Visibility Engine, by registering at podcasther.com/masterclass. Are you ready to take your business to the next level and make the money you want so that you can create the impact you desire? Then you're in the right place. It's possible to run a successful business built around your life. Get ready for a little bit of tough love and a whole lot of strategy to grow your business without sacrificing your sanity. If you're ready to get out of your own way and step into the role of CEO, then let's go. I'm Amy Traw, and this is the Motivated CEO Podcast. Welcome back into the Motivated CEO Podcast. Today, we are talking all things LinkedIn with a LinkedIn expert. I am so excited to welcome Deanna into the podcast to share just all of her tips and tricks and how to really leverage LinkedIn as a platform to help you grow your business. So all the things we'll be chatting about today, but before we dive in, I would love to welcome in Deanna. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Amy. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Yes. So before we dive in, tell us all the things about yourself, who you are, what you do, and who you serve.
Sure. So I own a business called Leverage Up. And basically, that is exactly what we help people do on LinkedIn. And my business got its start because I found a strategy that worked for me on LinkedIn. Back in 2018, I was in a sales role, and that company wanted me to use LinkedIn in order to bring in new business, bring in new clients. But what they wanted me to do and what I ended up doing with it were two totally different things. So they wanted me to cold call pitch, and I did it for a little bit. And then I'm like, they don't know me, they don't like me, and they don't trust me. And so how in God's green earth are they going to do business with me? So I created the strategy that helped me grow on LinkedIn and helped me build that know, like, and trust. And then when I left that sales opportunity, I had everyone telling me, look, this is an opportunity for you. And so Leverage Up began just like that, began organically after I found something that worked for me. And now I teach other people how to do it. But aside from the business side, I am a married mom of three. My nickname around these parts is Mom Taxi, Mom Scheduler. Like, if anyone wants to do anything, they have to check with me first to make sure. So yeah, it's a lot going on in Deanna's world, but I'm loving all of it.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So I want to dive into LinkedIn strategy because I feel like the world of LinkedIn has evolved in recent years. The LinkedIn of 2015 is not the same LinkedIn that we're having today. You know, it used to be when I would think LinkedIn, I would think of like a whole bunch of men in like white button-ups that were just cold pitching me in the DMs. When now LinkedIn's really a place to connect, to share value, to share these thoughts. So how have you seen LinkedIn evolve over recent years?
It really has changed quite a bit. I mean, from the very beginning, back in 2005, it got its start more like an online resume. LinkedIn wanted people to come there and post jobs and do all of the hiring and things like that. And now what it's taken on is more of a professional network. But when people say professional, they don't necessarily just say suits and ties and CEOs. It's really professionals in hoodies, professionals working out of their house, professionals working wherever and building that know, like, and trust and learning. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why LinkedIn has grown so much over these last few years. And it's because people just really like hanging out there. So I love that people are enjoying it more.
Yeah. Now, what type of business do you think could benefit most from having a presence on LinkedIn?
I think what business wouldn't benefit? Because even if you say that you are a shop owner and that you're a B2C type business, my answer is, well, there's nobody who does what you do currently on LinkedIn. So there's a whole new path for you. So I would love if people just didn't think about it as just a B2B type platform and think big picture. Like even this person who doesn't necessarily have a path right now on LinkedIn can make their own path.
Yeah. Now you said that you have a strategy for LinkedIn. So it's what you're saying is it's not just one of those you go like post and pray, right? That we should approach this platform strategically.
Yes.
So how can we do that if we're new to LinkedIn, opening it up for the first time going, I don't even know where to start.
Well, let's go back to the know, like, trust.
Yeah.
People need to get to know you through your LinkedIn profile. Each part of your profile should answer who you are, what you do, who are you serving. That's the foundation. That's the concrete the house is built on, is your profile. Yeah. With everything else, if your profile is not optimized, everything else doesn't make a difference because they're not answering that question when they go to your profile, who you are and what you do. And then when you are super happy with your profile and you're ready to go, then you talk about engagement. And really that is about having conversations in the comments and let those conversations bloom organically. You should not have a schedule of I need to comment on these people's accounts at this particular time. No, comment when you want to comment. Comment when it makes the most sense, when you have something to lend to that conversation. Let it flow organically. And then the third piece of the leverage up triangle is that content. And that is where we get to know you in the profile, we get to like you in the comments, but then we get to trust you with that content because you're using your content to then say, this is why you should trust me with your business, because here's examples that show you I know what I'm doing. And that's really about the know, like, and trust.
Yeah. And I think that's so core to every single business is building that know, like, and trust factor because people buy from people, especially right now in this world, because of the internet, things seem very saturated. When in reality is, okay, there's always been competition out there. We're just now seeing it instantly in our faces all the time. And because of how the algorithm works, a lot of people that are similar to us, their content is going to be pushed our way. So it seems more saturated than it actually is. But at the end of the day, you're building that know, like, trust factor with your audience. That's what's going to get people to buy from you. And I love how you said, you know, start with the profile. Make sure it's super clear what you do. Because if you go to that with an outside perspective and people cannot figure out what the heck you do, they're not going to trust you. They're not going to get to know you any better because they have no clue what you're even doing. So I think clarity is definitely step one. And something we were talking about before we even hit record was the fact that, like, don't just go in and start commenting just because people say that you quote unquote should. And I love that you mentioned that because I mean, there are some posts that I see out there. It feels like an old, like, mandatory comment in a college forum for a class that you have to comment on three people's posts. And it just becomes weird and awkward.
Yep. So
how do you approach engagement from a place where it just feels more organic? What's your strategy?
I think it boils down to answering the questions. Why are you there and who do you serve? And when you can get those questions answered, it's easier to find the people. One of the differentiators with what I do when I'm working with my clients is I take you to the conversations. If you picture a big networking event, and everyone's kind of talking in their little groups at the little tables or at the tables, the bar, whatever it is. imagine that there are signs hanging over those conversations saying, these people are talking about this. And then you say, oh my goodness, that's where I need to be. Well, in real life, it doesn't happen. I have yet to walk into a networking event where there's signs hanging all over.
But, we could be onto something, Deanna.
Yes. But on LinkedIn, it can. It is strategically going to the conversations. But first, you need to know, who are your people? What questions are you there to answer? And it makes it so much easier when you already have those questions answered going in.
Yeah. It sounds like people are just overcomplicating it. Because they don't have clarity. They don't have a strategy. They're just making it way too complicated. They think they need to do these certain things at these certain times that, quote unquote, hack the algorithm. When in reality is, I mean, you can make the algorithm work for you by being intentional.
Yes. Intentional is what I'm all about. Game plan, strategy, intention, because we don't have all the time in the world to sit there and scroll and guess. Who has 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to stay on LinkedIn? You don't. But when you put the foundation pieces in place, then it does all of the work for you. And then you don't have to be there 24/7. So that's why I work with people on the foundation pieces. Yes, you can pay money for premium. Yes, you can pay money for Sales Navigator. But I encourage people not to unless you have the foundational pieces in place, because otherwise you're just wasting your money.
Yeah. Oh, I love that advice. Now let's talk about audience growth for a minute, because I feel like so many people, they hop on LinkedIn, and I get requests all the time from just random people. I have no clue who they are. I've never seen this person. And half the time I'm like, are you just going to cold pitch me in the DMs? What's the best way to approach audience growth when you're newer to the platform? How do you know, okay, who should I connect with versus who should I follow? Where do we even start?
Yeah. So follow is really the key. If you're testing the waters with anyone, I encourage people to follow. And right now, LinkedIn has you turn on creator mode and you're able to follow people. It's really testing the waters. Connection means that we can exchange DMs. And you know what? The majority of the people who are on LinkedIn, I don't need to send a message to them. So it's about following more than connecting. Save those connections for the people that really matter, who you've already met face-to-face, who you've already had conversations with, who you know you want to start a conversation with, and then keep the follow on as the go-to.
Yeah. Now, what's the best way to approach growing your own followers then?
The best approach is not to watch the numbers. Because if I could give anyone a simple advice, it's just keep showing up. Just keep coming in consistently. Because if you post content once a month, that's not consistent enough. If you post it once a week, that is significantly better. Twice a week. And honestly, whatever you can hold yourself accountable to. But then don't just look at it as the content. Because go back to that triangle, profile, engagement, and content. Content is only one piece of that triangle. So you need the other two pieces for that good balance. So keep commenting in a way that just carries on the conversation like this. Someone says great post to me in my comments, and I answer, what makes it so great? Because yeah. I want to know. Because then you know that it's just that they're not really there to have the conversations with you.
Such a great point, because I feel like as entrepreneurs, we do get caught up in those vanity metrics so often. Where we're like, oh, well, look at all these people, but are they the right people? Are they aligned? Right. And like you said, you know, stop worrying about the numbers. Just be consistent, because I think it's very easy to lose sight of the fact that we all started at ground zero. We all started with zero followers. We were all the new kid on the platform at one point. And that's okay. It's okay to go back to being a beginner. It takes time, but like you said, consistency is key. So while we're, you know, putting out this content, should we just be basically throwing the same thing up on LinkedIn that we are on other platforms? Or do we need to take a little bit different approach when posting content?
I'm so happy you asked me that. And we didn't even go over this, But this is so important that people know that LinkedIn is not the same as Facebook. LinkedIn is not the same as Instagram. LinkedIn is not the same as TikTok. It's not. And when you already understand that it's not, it's a totally different animal going into content creation, then you're like, oh, I can't just copy and paste what I'm putting on these other. No, because LinkedIn is set up in a way where the algorithm is different, that how you start that post is really important, because as I'm scrolling through my feed, if I don't see a hook, if I don't see something that draws me into that piece of content, then I'm just going to keep scrolling. And so that is a really big thing. And also make it in a way that you're telling a story. A lot of people come to LinkedIn to hear the stories, whereas on Facebook, it might be a little bit on a smaller side. On LinkedIn, you can go into a little bit more detail with the story behind what happened.
Yeah, and that really goes back then to building more know, like, and trust with those that are in your world. Now, how does the LinkedIn algorithm work? I know this is a very, very complicated question that everybody would like to know, but you know, is it one of those that, okay, we need to be engaging with others, we need to be posting regularly? Like, what do we need to know about the algorithm? Because that's the $1 million question, isn't it? Wouldn't we all like to know?
If I told you how the algorithm worked right now, chances are this would be completely outdated in another
in 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I'll be the first to say, I don't know how this algorithm works. I can tell you what works now, but that may not work. Like when I started creating content on LinkedIn, it was almost 6 years ago, just about 5.5 years ago. And video really was not a big thing then. And here's Deanna Russo starting to create videos twice a week, kept that up for over a year. Consistency, Amy, consistency. Mm-hmm. Now video is good to just mix in with the other pieces of content. So really it's the algorithm is constantly changing, constantly ebbing and flowing. But if you're sitting there trying to figure it out, you're going to get disgruntled very, very quickly.
Right. I think, you know, a lot of it comes down to just finding what works for you.
Yeah.
Just test, guess, revise, look into those analytics, because does LinkedIn have the ability to, you know, give us some insights and analytics like most platforms do?
I think if you Google it, you can find enough information to say, okay, this is what works, this is what doesn't work. But then I will go back to, don't always trust what you see.
Yeah.
You need to talk to people who have been active on the platform. And I mean, it's going on 5.5 years now for me. So it's really about consulting and following the people that have seen what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
But yeah, Google isn't necessarily a good go-to. I've done posts before where I've Googled something and I'm like, well, this is a little bit off.
Yeah, for sure. You know, taking it with a grain of salt and really seeing, okay, what's working for me? You know, it doesn't matter what all the gurus out there say, like what works for you? What's sustainable to you as a business?
You need to find
owner?
What works for you. Yeah. And if you can take some advice and then modify that approach to customize it to what you need, even better. Yes. Even better. If mixing in 3 to 5 hashtags into your post that you've already written will then help boost your post, then go for it. So it's just about tweaking what you already have and customizing it for LinkedIn.
Yeah. So I would love to know, what is your number one mistake that you see happening on LinkedIn that just makes you cringe? When you see people making this mistake, you're like, I just want to reach through the computer right now and shake them.
There's a lot.
Well, then
I could give you
three.
One mistake from profile, one mistake from engagement, one mistake from content.
Perfect. Let's do it.
For the profile, it's using the template that LinkedIn rolls out and not changing anything. I mean, they give it to you as a blank slate. So customize it to fit what Amy is all about. I mean, add some color in there, add some images. Don't forget, please, people, don't forget that the LinkedIn profile is not just on desktop. It is on the mobile app too. And if you are not customizing your profile for the mobile, then you're missing people, because if they can't read it, they're not going to sit there and try and figure it out. So that's important. Engagement, comments, like we talked about briefly, it is not about homework. It's not about, I have to comment on so many posts. I have to comment on all of these big accounts. No, because you have to show up to the people who you want to be seen by. You have to shake hands with the people that matter most to you. That's really where it boils down to, is find your audience and find the people that you relate to and that you resonate with. And then the content, there's a lot of people.
Where do we begin?
I'm like, where do I start? Please do not copy and paste your Instagram post with 30 hashtags into LinkedIn. Please, 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 no, 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 no. Story. Keep your hashtags relevant to the information that you're giving us, that you're providing. If you're not posting about LinkedIn, don't use hashtag LinkedIn, because it doesn't make sense.
And isn't there a difference? Like Instagram, yeah, you can have up to 30, but LinkedIn, you should only have, isn't it 3 to 5? Is that best practice?
3 to 5 is the sweet spot. And if you don't have a personal hashtag for your content, I suggest you create one, because then they can go to your personal hashtag and see all of your posts. So that's where they can kind of follow everything else that you're putting out there.
Oh, what great advice. Yeah, that makes absolute sense, because it's for searchability, right? That's right. What we're using hashtags for. So why not make it easy? Make it easier for those followers then to access the information that they need, versus having to scroll back through everything and everything you shared. And oh, goodness. Deanna, you demystified so many things about LinkedIn during this episode today. How can we get into your world? Obviously, we can connect over on LinkedIn, but where can we learn more?
Okay, so if you search Deanna Russo on LinkedIn, I will be the first person. Luckily, I will be the first person who pops up. So I encourage you to follow me there. And if you send me a connection request, please say you were listening to Amy's podcast. That's a really good way for me to know where you're coming from. So I'm happy to connect there. LeverageUpLLC.com is my website. And on the website, you'll get a chance to hear other guest appearances I've been on. You'll get a chance to see some of my content there, and you will get a chance to see all of my services. I run a Leverage Up group community. I offer Leverage Up profile reviews for my clients, my one-on-one clients. And then I teach the strategy, the triangle strategy, in 6 weeks. I give people a 30-minute Zoom on your profile, on engagement, and on content. And you walk away so much more empowered to really contribute more of your resources to LinkedIn. And then I work with teams and companies in order to get their entire team on board. I do individual profile reviews. I work with groups and companies in order to get everyone on the same page, to teach them the engagement, to teach them the content. And then I go out and do speaking gigs too. I go out, I have done a few of those in the last year or so. So yeah, there's a lot going on in the Deanna Russo world right now.
I love it. You are such a wealth of information. And thank you for sharing just so many valuable takeaways with our listeners today.
Thank you so much for having me, Amy.
And until next time, cheers to making the money you want so that you can create the impact you desire. Are you loving what you're hearing? Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.